with it for the most part, and obviously three road victories in 4 days is it's a pretty good road trip.
The way you came back against the Rangers, I don't know, we didn't want to make too big a deal about that, but did that almost become like a defining point of the season, or do you guys look at it as a bigger win than a typical win?
Well, it's exciting to be down 3-0 on the road and come back and win. You know, I think through two periods, it wasn't like we were, you know, we were dead or anything like that. We were, if anything, carrying the play, and their goalie played really well. So I think we felt like it was there, you know. Just we had to get one by him and get some momentum, and, you know, you do that, you never know what can happen.
Was it hard to stay upbeat and keep in your system and not try to do too much when you're down 3-0 in the third? Was there a lesson there too about sticking with it?
Well, like I said, you know, I think everything we were doing was pretty much right. I mean, we were out shooting them 2-1 through two periods. Spent majority of the game in their zone. Had a lot of grade A chances, you know, right between the hash marks that their goalie made some great saves on. So there wasn't anything to change. If anything, you know, it can be frustrating when the goalie's playing well, but you know, got a power play, put one in, and got the momentum.
So in a way, Blake, though, it's a difference from last year, because I remember last year when you guys went into Brooklyn and you didn't play well in that game and got behind early, and then it didn't really seem like you had a chance to win. This year, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean the Brooklyn game, you know, we knew it was going to be a grind the whole way through, and you know, typically if you can get through the first period in that building, you know, you got a chance. So they normally come out pretty hard, and we knew what to expect out of them. They're a very, you know, defensive oriented team, and you know, they I think they make their they have their success against teams that don't want to play that game for 60 minutes, and you know, we stuck with it. I thought that that was, you know, a really complete game from us. It didn't have to be a high scoring game for it to be a good game, and you know, that building hasn't been great to us, but you know, I thought we had the right mindset this year.
You also adapted really well to having key guys hurt. How different is it going to be with Buff back in the lineup, do you think?
Well, you know, when those guys go out, there's an onus on everyone. The guys coming in, you know, the guys that have been around, and you know, got to step up and do a little bit more, help out defensively. So I think from that standpoint, it was great. You know, I think all the guys really bought into that. You know, you could see, you know, guys coming back hard, guys being in the right places positionally, defensively, and you know, the guys that stepped in did a heck of a job. So hopefully we can carry a lot of those habits into, you know, the games going forward when we get a little bit more healthy.
Do you notice an improvement, a significant improvement for guys like Sammy or Cam from game one to the end of the trip?
Well, I think, you know, like anyone else, if you're playing 6 minutes, it's hard to play, you know. So you give a guy 20 minutes and now he's in the flow of the game and can do some things. You know, I think both those guys did a great job. You know, it's a tough job to ask somebody to. It is part of the job, but it's a tough thing to do to sit there and do a lot of watching, and then, you know, you got to be thrust into the game and be firing on all cylinders. So I thought that last game, those guys, you know, they look great.
How relieved are you to see Buff back? I mean, you just never know with concussions.
Yeah, it's always great. You know, guys that miss time with that, you want to see him rebound, you know, as fast as possible. So, you know, great sign seeing him back around the guys, and you know, he's always obviously excited to be a part of it, be in the lineup, and we're always excited to have him.
Were you surprised when he developed symptoms after the fact? I mean, he got cleared to go back in the game that he got hurt in, and then a day later, like, did that surprise you?
That's very, very, very typical of concussions. Yeah. You know, symptoms aren't always immediate. It's not uncommon for it to happen 3 or 4 days later. You know, sometimes those are the tricky ones, because you don't know where it came from or what happened, and then you retrace your steps and, you know, oh yeah, guy's helmet hit me right under the jaw. So there's no rhyme or reason, it seems. It's just one of those things that can be triggered in different areas, and it triggered for him a little bit later, and you know, luckily it was caught when it was, and he got the proper rest, and now he's ready to go.
Sounds like you've dealt with it in the past yourself.
Well, I think, you know, you play a contact sport enough, there's times where, you know, you get your bell rung a little bit, you know, what to look for, what not to look for, and the awareness is really high now, you know, in our league, in the NFL, high contact sports, you know what to look for, know what to feel for, and that's the great thing is you got a lot of guys looking at you too every day, so even if you're trying to fight it or trying to hide it, you normally have enough people that see you every day to be able to point something out that maybe you're not quite yourself.